Welcome to Let's Talk in English. Thank you for joining us today. My name is Peter, and I'm one of your teachers here on the show.
And my name is Katie. Hi, everyone. Are you ready to review this week's lessons with us today?
Do you remember what we learned about in the technology lesson? You got it. Selfies.
And we also learned about a cool holiday that happens in Ireland, St. Patrick's Day. Have you ever celebrated this holiday before?
Let's watch the lessons again. We'll ask you some questions right after this.
Hi, Alex. What are you doing?
Oh, hi, Jim. I'm taking a selfie with my phone. See?
That's a funny picture.
Selfies can be fun.I can take a picture of myself or together with my friends.
Right. You can take different kinds of pictures too.
Yeah. I can take sad, silly, or even serious pictures. And I can take selfies with my phone or camera.
I love your new Facebook picture, Alex.
Thanks, Abby.I used my new selfie stick.
I've never used a selfie stick. Is it easy to use?
Yeah, just put the camera or phone here.
But then the camera is so far away. How do you take the picture?
Many cameras have timers.
Oh, okay.
Or you can use a remote, then just smile and press the button.
Ha ha! What a funny picture!
What are you looking at, Susie?
Hi, Alex. I'm looking at the pictures from fans on our website. They're for our funniest selfie contest.
I like that picture, but it's too dark. A good selfie picture should have enough light.
You're right. Let's take a selfie together.
Yeah, then we can show it to our fans.
That's a great idea.
Welcome to LTE TV. Today is St. Patrick's Day.Today, people around the world remember the story of Patrick as a young boy. Pirates attacked his father's home. They took Patrick to Ireland. They made him work for them. A few years later, Patrick ran away. Later, he became a missionary. Then he went back to Ireland. In Ireland,People don't work on St. Patrick's Day. They don't go to school either. Americans also celebrate St. Patrick's Day. People eat Irish food on St. Patrick's Day. People also wear green clothes. Green is the color of Ireland. Don't forget to wear it. If you don't wear green, someone might pinch you. Some cities have big parades on St. Patrick's Day. New York City has the biggest parade. It has about 200,000 people in it. Chicago also has a big parade, but they have another special custom too. They make the Chicago River green. Does your city do anything on St. Patrick's Day?You may not be from Ireland, but you can still celebrate. This is Rob for LTE TV. We'll see you next time.
Are you ready for the interview, Rob?
No, I'm not. I can't start the interview. Toby isn't here.
Oh, no. You need to start the show. Where is he?
I don't know.He's somewhere in the office. We need to find him. Can you help me?
Yes, I can. Don't worry, Rob. I can find him.
Hey, Abby. I'm looking for Toby. He is visiting Rob for an interview. Do you know where he is?
Yes, he was here a minute ago.
Great. Where did he go? Rob needs him for the interview.
He walked away from my desk. Then he turned left. Maybe he's in the cafe.
Okay, thank you.
Hi, Taylor. How is your day going?
Sorry, Susie. I can't talk now. I'm looking for Toby.
Wait! Isn't he talking to Rob?
No, I can't find him. He is lost. Did he come in here?
Yes, he did. He was looking for you. You just missed him.
Did he go right or left?
He turned right.
Taylor, here you are. I'm so glad. Rob's guest is here, and he's looking for you.
I know. I'm still searching for him, too.
I think he got lost. He couldn't find the studio, so he tried to find you.
Did you tell him how to find the studio?
Yes, he's going to the studio now.
Good. He needs to hurry. Rob is waiting.
Did you find Toby?
Isn't he here? We need to start the interview.
He isn't here yet. So you didn't see him?
No, I keep missing him. But Alex saw him. And he is on his way here.
I hope so. Maybe he's lost. Does he know how to find the studio?
Alex gave him directions, but maybe he's still upstairs. I'll go look. There you are, Toby. I finally found you.
Taylor, I'm so glad to see you. I'm so sorry. I kept getting lost.
That's okay. Finding your way to new places can be hard.
Yes, but you found me now. We should start the interview.
I agree. Let's go downstairs to the studio. This time, we won't get lost.
Welcome to Let's Talk. And now, your host, Rob!
Welcome to the show. Today, we have Toby Traveler with us.
Thanks, Rob. I'm glad to be here.
So, you are a world traveler.
Yes, I am. I love traveling.
What is your favorite thing about traveling?
I love watching sunsets in many different places.
Can you tell us about your favorite sunsets?
I love sunsets at the beach.
Because the beach is right by the sea?
Right. So you can see the sunset in the water.
That sounds beautiful.
The sunset in Egypt is really special.
You saw the sunset by the pyramids?
Yes, it was amazing.
Maybe one day I'll see that too.
Sunsets near waterfalls are also amazing.
I'm sure.
A national park in Africa is one of my favorite places to watch the sunset.
Why is it so special?
The sunset paints the sky and ground red, and you can see many animals then too.
You see so many sunsets in beautiful places.
Yes, but my favorite sunset is always today's sunset. Take advantage of every day.
Enjoy the sunset wherever you are.
Exactly.
Okay, Katie, get ready. I'm going to ask you a question now.
I'm ready, Peter. What is the question?
The station is having a contest. What kind of contest is it?
Oh, this is from the technology lesson that we had, right?
Yeah. We learned about all kinds of special pictures, right?
A special kind of picture. Oh, selfies. We learned about selfies. I remember now. The station is having a contest to see who can take the funniest selfie, right?
Right. Good job, Katie. Why don't you ask me a question?
Okay. Here's my question. We had a guest who came to the studio the other day. He was a traveler, remember?
Oh, I remember. Toby.
I thought you would remember Toby. But what happened when he came to the office?
That's easy. He got lost so many times, and no one could find him. Everyone kept missing him.
I remember that, too. It was a big problem. He was almost late for his interview with Rob, right?
That's right. I still can't believe how hard it was to find him. Silly Toby.
Well, at least he finally got to the interview. And friends, it's finally time for us to take a break now. We'll be right back.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
We also had a nature lesson this week. Toby talked about his travels. His favorite thing to do is look at sunsets.
But really, who doesn't love a sunset? Most people really do. Toby's favorite sunsets are sunsets in national parks in Africa. That sounded amazing. But right now, I think that watching all of the features again will be amazing too. Let's do that.
Hello, everyone. It's raining hard outside, and my umbrella is all wet. Do you like rain? I like light rain, but I don't like heavy rain. I don't like to get all wet. As the children's song goes, rain, rain, go away. Come again another day. Many people feel that way. They don't like the rain. Rain makes plants and trees grow, but rain makes travel inconvenient. People don't like to walk in the rain, so taxis are full on rainy days. People can't drive fast in the rain, so traffic is slow. People have to carry umbrellas and wear raincoats in the rain. And riding a scooter in the rain isn't much fun. Heavy rain can be dangerous too. Too much rain may cause a flood, and people would have to leave their homes. But light rain can be nice. It's fun to walk with an umbrella in the rain. The air smells fresh and clean. And when the rain stops, you can sometimes see a rainbow. Many children also like the rain. Rain is fun to play in. Children put their boots on and splash in puddles. They don't mind getting wet. Well, it's time for me to go. It's still raining outside, but it's not raining very hard now. I have my raincoat, I have my rain boots, and my umbrella. I'll walk to the bus stop. Maybe I won't get too wet. Maybe I'll even dance in the rain as I go. See you soon. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about keeping children safe. And here to answer our questions is Officer Law.
Hi, Robert. Spread your arms, please. He's safe.
Welcome to the show, Officer Law. Officer Law, you are a police officer.
That is right. My job is to keep people safe.
Wonderful. Then maybe you can give us some tips. I have a question here from Rachel Sawatsky of Manton, Michigan. Rachel writes, "My husband and I have 4 young children. I am always afraid one of them might get lost when we are out. What are some things I can do to keep my children safe?"
That is a great question, Rachel. Many parents worry about this.
Are there things parents can do to keep their children safe in public?
Sure. First, dress children in bright, colorful clothing.
So it's easy to see them in a crowd?
That's right. Also, take a photo of your child with your cell phone. Then, if they get lost, you can show people what they look like and what they're wearing.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Also, make sure children carry some kind of ID at all times.
What about emergency information?
Yeah. Give each child a card with important information on it. The card should have your address, your cell phone, and your name on it.
Those are important. If they get lost, should children walk around looking for you?
No! Teach your children to find the first mom they see. Ask the mom for help.
Those are good tips. Thanks for helping us today, Officer Law. I learned a lot. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See you all next time on Question Time.
Jill?
Yes, Ned?
What am I doing here?
Oh, no.
I sit here for 20 hours every day looking at this computer.
Ned, sit down.
I should be out there in the world doing fun things, exciting things.
Stop dreaming, Ned.
I could do so many. Maybe one day, perhaps I could,
Ned.
Don't interrupt me when I'm talking. I just need a super sentence.
And Super Sentence Man is never too far away. The sentence that you need is, maybe one day I'll do something.
Yes, maybe one day I'll be a basketball player.
Maybe one day I'll be a basketball player. Good, good.
You don't even like basketball, Ned.
Oh, maybe one day I'll travel around the world?
Maybe one day I'll travel around the world. Great.
But you hate traveling, Ned. You've never even left the city.
You're right. Maybe one day I'll become a famous rock star.
Oh, maybe one day I'll become a famous rock star. Super.
But you don't play any instruments.
Well, I can learn. Maybe one day I'll become the best guitar player in the world. Na 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 na.
Bravo, bravo. That was excellent.
Really? Do you think I can become a famous musician?
Well, of course not, but you really know how to use today's super sentence. Oh, give me five. That was wonderful. Say it with me, everyone. A super sentence every day will make your English great.
Maybe one day I'll travel around with Super Sentence Man. Then I can give people super sentences.
And I have to go.
Wait for me! I'm stuck in this computer! Wait, Super Sentence Man!
The features are an important part about learning English. It's fun to play games and sing songs together in English.
It's a different way for you to practice. Which is your favorite feature?
And do you know which was your favorite lesson this week? I'm not sure which was my favorite.
What? I thought you liked the lesson all about Toby.
Oh, Toby. I worry about him. Friends, we're running out of time, so don't worry about Toby. And come back on Monday to see us again here on...
Let's talk in English.
Goodbye.